to the U of I Ethics Office, and the governor's office of the inspector general also got it. Colson says President Joseph White should reject the U of I's interpretation of a 2003 law. U of I administrators have said they won't police those who violate the policy, but Colson says he's not so sure.
You don't send out a law, say this is the law, and if you violate it, there are consequences. And then a couple of days later say, well, we don't plan on enforcing this. That creates an atmosphere of fear. When will this be enforced? Are there cases in which it will and cases in which it won't? So are some of us a little nervous? Of course. Of course we are.
Illinois Deputy Inspector General Gilberto Jimenez says any investigation of athletics or an ethics violation by his office would make nonspecific recommendations to the university on disciplinary action, but the extent would be based on the actions of each individual. Colson says he's not planning any future political events on campus, but he's encouraging John McCain supporters at the U of I to hold a rally of their own. A former Urbana police officer sifted through thousands of names to identify a former U of I football player who's now charged in three rapes in Champaign-Urbana in the 1990s. 38-year-old Stephen Fagan is charged with aggravated criminal sexual assaults in three cases from 1993 and 95. Champaign County prosecutors first filed the charges in 2000 in a John Doe warrant based on DNA evidence, out of concerns that the statute of limitations would kill the case. But that warrant was revised today to name Fagan as the defendant. The charge came after a police officer, John Lockhart, identified him as a likely suspect. And the state police lab confirmed his DNA matched DNA evidence in three rapes. Urbana Police Lieutenant Brian Serafin says Lockhart, who's now a police evidence technician, went through an old university directory on his own time to find a name with connections to both Florida and Champaign-Urbana.
And one of the interesting things is that this was not guaranteed any sort of success. He could have done this 37,000 name search and not found anyone that seemed to match up. So clearly it's a tremendous amount of dedication.
Fagan's picture was also a close match to a composite picture made by one of the victims in the 90s attacks. Fagan is currently being held in Florida in the Broward County rape case. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reed says Fagan will be tried in the Champaign County charges after he's tried in Florida. She says if convicted, he could face up to 90 years in prison. Nearly 90 first-year Latino students at the University of Illinois will be welcoming their parents and other family members to campus this Sunday at the 6th Annual Latino Family Visit Day. The all-day program is a chance for families of Latino freshmen to learn more about the education that their sons, daughters, and siblings are receiving. And co-chair Veronica Kahn says it's a chance to help bolster the number of Latino students who stay at the U of I, a number which lags behind the overall retention rate.
The more that families become involved in college education and the more that parents know about college education and the whole process, the more likely students are to finish a degree that they've started. We are targeting all Latino students, but particularly first-generation low-income students.
Kahn says Latino Family Visit Day is a bilingual event. She says that's important for many Latino parents who feel more comfortable using their native Spanish. Kahn says this Sunday's activities include talks with U of I Latino alumni on how their college years have benefited their careers. There are also chances to get answers about financial aid and programs to encourage younger siblings to prepare for college later on. Kahn says it's still too early to measure Latino Family Visit Day's success in improving the Latino graduation rate, but she says the feedback they get from parents has been overwhelmingly positive. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. 6 out of 10 Americans got their first job at a small business. Commerce Bank is celebrating the big role small business plays in our lives during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
Taking a look at the weather, partly to mostly sunny skies and light winds prevailed this afternoon over the state, with more cloud cover from I-74 to the northeast. And temperatures remain pretty much in the upper 60s and low 70s as they come down from high temperature in the low 70s here in Champaign-Urbana. Large Canadian high pressure will strengthen across eastern Canada and the Great Lakes region through Monday. That'll keep much of the Midwest dry over the weekend. But a developing warm front will lift northeast across the Midwest Saturday night and Sunday, and that'll bring a chance of some showers and thunderstorms to northern Illinois as well as parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. And a gradual warm-up is expected to continue into early next week, where we could see high temperatures again back into the lower 80s and nights that aren't so chilly. The forecast for tonight for Champaign-Urbana, though, calling for a low of 45 degrees. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it will be partly cloudy, and we'll have light winds in the northeast at 3 to 7 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 72 degrees. The winds Saturday from the east to southeast at 4 to 8. Partly to mostly cloudy and 50 tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and warmer still. The high of 78 degrees. Forecast for Sunday night, partly cloudy and a low at 55. Monday, partly to mostly sunny and a high of 82. Currently at Willard Airport, scattered clouds and 70 degrees at the top of the hour. Northwest wind at 9 miles an hour. 69 degrees on Friends Plaza at 5:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. There was bad news on the job market today. The economy lost nearly 160,000 jobs in September. That's the biggest monthly drop this year. And like the job market, the number of economists who believe the U.S. might still be able to avoid a recession is shrinking as well. In fact, some say the economic problems are so serious now that the government's best hope is just to contain the damage, as NPR's Frank